Magic Man. He's been enclosed in a massive block of ice for 3 days and three nights, been buried alive for a week, lived in a glass box for 44 days with nothing but water, and spent 1 week inside a water-filled sphere, all in the name of entertainment. In less than three decades, David Blaine has transformed the world of magic. His unique and fascinating career as a magician, illusionist, and endurance artist has led critics to compare him with the greatest magician of them all, and Blaine's personal hero, Harry Houdini. Early life. At the age of four, Blaine saw a street magician performing in the New York subway and instantly became fascinated. He started practicing magic with a deck of cards given to him by his grandmother. From an early age, he was also interested in endurance challenges, like holding his breath. In 1987, when Blaine was 14, he heard a news story that really grabbed his attention. It was about a teenager who had fallen through ice and become trapped under a river for 45 minutes. Amazingly, he survived without brain damage. At the time, Blaine thought to himself that if the boy could survive without breathing for that long, it must be possible for other people to do it. And he was determined to find out how. The start of a career. 20 years after seeing the street magician in the subway, Blaine became a professional magician himself. He started out as a street performer and gained instant popularity due to his exciting tricks and unique magic style. His success prompted him to make a tape of his performance, which he sent to a TV network. Soon after, the television network aired his self-produced special, David Blaine Street Magic, and its sequel, David Blaine Magic Man. In these programs, Blaine was shown traveling across the country and entertaining unsuspecting pedestrians. Unlike other magic shows, where the focus was mainly on the magician, Blaine's shows focused on the audience's reactions. This forever changed the way magic was portrayed on television. Blaine had created a new style of magic, and audiences loved it. The New York Times said that Blaine had taken a craft that's been around for hundreds of years and done something unique and fresh with it. The New Yorker claimed that he had saved magic. Since then, Blaine has produced 8 additional primetime specials, including Real or Magic, in which he shocks celebrities in their own homes. In 1999, Blaine was ready to face new challenges. It was time for him to explore his lifelong interest in endurance. In April, he performed the first of a series of stunts that would finally lead to him challenging a world record. Blaine says, "As a magician, I try to create images that make people stop and think. I also try to challenge myself to do things that doctors say are not possible." What's next? Although he teases future plans, Blaine hasn't revealed his next big project. However, one thing is certain. Blaine will continue to set high goals for himself and to push himself to do incredible, impossible things for the astonishment of audiences around the world.